Welcome to the Intuition Hour with Kat Nicholson, where our wonderful host Kat encourages each and every one of you to build your own intuition, navigate your own connection with spirit, and tap into the deep beauty within yourself. Enjoy the Intuition Hour with Kat Nicholson.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. Happy Monday. I am so excited to be with all of you today on this November the 24th. I can't believe I'm saying that. 2025. I am definitely looking forward to this amazing holiday week for many of us here in the States, of course. And for those of you all over, I know that it's a great reminder. I think we really start going into some of my favorite topics like gratitude, generosity, sharing, caring, giving, and all of the things that being grateful, thankful, all of these things that I definitely love seeing more of in the world right now. I know you do as well. I see some of you coming on in. If you are here, we are over on YouTube. If you're over listening on 1-2 Radio and you want to hop on over, I am definitely looking forward to being with you. I'm just going to come in and get you guys back over here. Okay, there you are. I'm definitely having the Mercury retrograde technology stuff today. So as well as we have three little turkeys with us this morning, and that hasn't happened in a long time. So I'm super excited to say that all three babies are here doing well. And Lulu, Monty, Jackson, they're all going to help us out today. If it gets a little rowdy, I apologize in advance, but I'm definitely trying to support my husband on his mission to finish some crazy-ass ice cream maker for the holiday that combines a lot of ancient, whatever, old-school items. You know, it's like this big project, but in any case, that's what he's off to do, and it's pretty hilarious. So you would think that we were living in the 40s over here, the 1940s, that is, maybe even late 1800s, I don't know, but it is kind of funny, very nostalgic to watch it happen, and I get quite the kick out of it because I'm so old, you know, ultra here in modern times, and I never even think about these things. So it's funny, the blending of the two of us, and it's always comical. So I'm so happy to see all of you today. I want you to share your stories. I really want to get into some readings this morning. I feel like we're days away from the turn of the tide. Even this morning, up until the last minute, I was hit with like so many things happening up to the window, and so I was very grateful to not have to delay to be with all of you. And so I really want to do some good readings with you today. I also announced a class over at 1-2 Academy on December the 9th. It is at 6 p.m. Pacific. We will run about 70 minutes. I'll be super excited to gather with you all and do some New Year work and really get into where we're at with the depth of everything that we're growing through, and also leaning into some of our, I think Lynn says it the best, our intuition community, our intuitive energy, as well as our psychic space and everything that is encompassed with what we take on and what we can see for a new year. I do believe the new year, I'm saying with a smile on my face, but I really know coming into the new year, and we're always super excited. And it's a little bit, we have to like really appreciate everything that we have gone through this entire year. It has been very interesting. Lots of changes, shocking revelations, shocking events, a lot of startling incidences that we're not used to. And now, of course, it was like somebody said something to me yesterday about COVID and how we acclimated and really coming through that time and those years of COVID times, going right into some other time that I don't even have a title for it. But the bottom line is it's like a different form of COVID in a way, because we all had to adjust to certain events and certain circumstances, and just overall becoming more aware of our surroundings, our environment, and what's going on in the collective world, because we all take these things into consideration as we grow. Good morning, Miss Erin, Pamela, Lois, hi, Laura, hi, Annika and Tara, hi. I always want to call you Cherry because of your name, but and good morning to you, twin, and another twin, Jim, and Lara, Maureen, hello, Jersey sister, Terry also, Kelly and I, Randy and Lynn and everyone else coming on in. What are your plans for the holiday? I honestly am here to really, really, I do this year round, but I cannot tell you how very much I value our time together. I think that come January, we've completed like 17 years. I'm going into my 18th year with One to Listen, and I feel very, very grateful for that. And it, you know, I think it's always a reminder coming into the holiday season and for all of you that at that time, I never knew that we would be here almost 20 years later. I mean, we're almost two decades in. And I really made a decision in a simple conversation to connect with Mark. And I was kind of like, I wasn't pushed towards it at all. It happened unexpectedly because I just said, I really have to go back to work and, you know, get a life and leave a situation and blah, blah, blah. And so it's interesting how we never really know how our lives, when we say, of course, we want to be guided. We want accurate prediction or prophecy or support, guidance, advice, all of these things. We always want to come together and have that. And so at the same time, there are moments that are miracles or moments from our very bottom. When we get on the bottom and when we're like feeling like we're in a hotel, but we're, you know, we're kind of on the basement floor trying to find where we're going to, what elevator are we getting off of next? When we're sitting there, we're in the parking garage and we have to go into this building and we have to find our way or find out where we're going to be like surviving, thriving, living, finding our joy, finding our growth, finding our gratitude for all of it. When we get into these moments in our lives, you could go from the darkest place or the scariest place. When I say dark, I don't mean that in a specific way. There are many, many layers and levels of what we can consider that dark space, because everyone's dark space is different. And yet, those are the moments we forget that something can happen in our lives that could change us forever. Or for myself, it was get me out of a situation that I was no longer supposed to be in. And so I think that we forget over and over again. And I also believe that we never know when that turn or when that step or when that thing, when we say expect the unexpected or expect that miracle or let or surrender. To and because sometimes the most unexpected, amazing things happen when we're not really trying to plan it, or we're not prepared for it, or we're not really micromanaging. And this is so very critical to share. Micromanaging rarely works, because if we're hanging on too tight for something, we forget in those moments between that trying to micromanage. There's a difference between we're over here taking this journey and we're trying to micromanage everything, prepare for everything, plan for everything, detail everything, and living on assumption, basically. But then we have this other road and this journey that we can take that we are unprepared for, so to speak, We have no idea what's coming on this beautiful, bright path because it's so bright we can't really see because it's like that light shining, you know, we just can't see it all. And I couldn't see it all then. And there have been so many phases, obviously, now over 18-year cycle that, you know, I just, who would have thought? And I feel like it was yesterday and yet it was so long ago. And so I'm so grateful for Mark. And I do kick and scream at times, and we, you know, we may have a difference of opinion, or but mostly not ever. And so it always comes back to the same place. And so at the same time, you know, for you guys to have this and to be here with me, I cannot begin to tell you how grateful I am for our time together. And I want more, and I want to be here more, and I want more. And I never, somebody says to me the other day, oh, you know, sometimes we're like, I was gifted a beautiful, amazing bag, and I don't want to say much more, but it's pretty special, and it has a little dinosaur on it. And my little dinosaur reminds me of, yeah, well, I am a dinosaur, you know? I'm still battling that old-fashioned psychic wanting to do it the other way, and still be in modern times with you guys. And so I'm resistant. And so, and I know many of you feel this in our generation, especially, but I'm still like 1 foot in the past and the regular traditional way and 1 foot in the future, trying to hobble over to video and things like that, which I promised you I would by the end of the year. And I haven't forgotten. But at the same time, I feel for you all, you don't know when that door is going to open. And we get so agitated, frustrated, confused, scared. It's all based on fear. And we sit in that place going, we don't know. You just don't know when that thing is going to happen. And honestly, the best thing you can possibly give yourself through this holiday season is not only that gift of gratitude and appreciation for yourself first, but also that knowing that surrendering is a way. And it's real what they say, that surrendering to yourself and that vertical connection with what you have above you, no matter what that special thing is, you definitely, and I have a vertical connection with God, and I trust him with all my might. And I believe that that is why we're together today, because we are also threaded and synchronized in this community. And at the same time, we have grown and evolved from 20 years ago, where we really wanted to know if we were going on that date on Tuesday at a specific time. Now we want to heal from a much deeper place. And it's not about the date on Tuesday, though it may be. It's also about, what did I carry with me from the generations before me? What am I absorbing from the outside world that I can and cannot absorb or maybe manage? What am I taking on that's not my own? How am I relating to others, and how am I learning from all of this collective energy? As well as, how am I going to heal myself and really work on myself to enable and allow myself to have these good things that are out in the world? I feel like this is what's going to happen next year, or maybe the years after. But the bottom line, it could happen tomorrow and it could happen next week. I just had a retrograde moment happen literally 5 minutes before the show. I had a little retrograde moment happen, and it was good news, and I was so hyped up. I was even afraid to come, and it's been so long in my own mind since we had actually good news that I was like, oh, I got to celebrate. You know, I want to bounce out of my seat, and finally I'm getting seeing a light, you know? And so I think the point is for all of you is to never, ever forget that these things can change in a flash. And going into this new year, this new, and I'm already, yes, Aries moon, I'm always in the new year before it's time. I'm sorry. But I want to remind you guys between, because we have a holiday season to get through. We have so many obligations and duties and responsibilities or whatever, and we could choose not to, but as humans, and we have families and friends and all of these other things we have to deal with, we have to be prepared to give more of ourselves. And sometimes it's the littlest things. Over time, I know you've as well shifted. Maybe we'll go out and give blankets to the homeless, or maybe we'll get a few coffee cards for whomever, or toys for the kids, or whatever it is you can do. Sometimes it's just going to the food banks. They are calling for help. The food banks are desperate for help. Even if it's just an hour of your time carrying some boxes or loading some things or clearing shelves, loading shelves, whatever it may be, this is the time of year that we all want to give more. And it is so desperately needed right now, as you all know. And so in the meantime, sometimes coming out of our own way, stepping out of your stuff, and honestly, focusing on all of these things that I'm talking about outside of yourselves in that way, when you're looking over here, and this is what happened to me, when you're looking over here, something over here is just out of the ordinary, extraordinary. And it is amazing how when we remove that, we manifest, we meditate, we pray, we beg, we kick, we scream, we're humans, right? And when we're doing all these things, if you're working on something other than that thing that you so very much need, want, desperately searching for, whatever that is, we remove that desperation by putting our focus over here, and something over here can occur. And honestly, even now, I'm even for myself, I could tell you I've seen many miracles since this moment, but never a miracle like that that altered our lives. And so I want you to believe that something can come to you when you're not even paying attention that can alter your lives so very much you won't even know what hit you. And that's a very, very true thing. And this holiday season, going through it, yes, we have to go through the motions. Yes, we have more retrogrades. Yes, we're always going to have retrogrades. Yes, we do all these things. When we do all of these things, we really, really get to the other side of it. And let's go into the new year feeling a totally new way, like understanding that you all deserve everything that you want. And understanding that it can come in the most unexpected, unique way. Now, one more thing. I was finishing college in my last semester when I met Mark Husson. And I was given the gift of a job at the university a couple years before I graduated. And I really was convinced with all my might that I was getting, and I was doing my readings on the weekends and nights and, you know, here and there, whatever. And I was so convinced at the time, and I feel like somebody has to hear this, because we could be so convinced we are destined to do something and not destined to do something else. And I was, you can't tell an Aries moon anything, right? So the bottom line is this: I was focusing on this English degree. I was so going to be an English professor. I was at the school. I was so grateful for that, you know, and I'm wondering how I'm going to make ends meet and everything else. Anyway, long story short, I'm getting ready. And I met Mark in the last semester of college, again, in college, another degree for whatever reason, but I did it. And I was convinced. And in 1 second, no lie, my very first call, I knew in that moment and that day that I was never going to leave here again. I was never going to leave this work again. And I never became that English professor I was so destined. I thought I was so destined to be. So even when you think you know everything, and you, or you think you know your plan, and you have the greatest plan, something can come from any corner. And believe me when I tell you, I think you all get the point, okay? So let's spread a little love this season. Let's get it out there. I see you. Woohoo, Mark is with us today. Good morning. I'm trying to talk about you behind your back, but I'm only kidding. Happy Thanksgiving, and thank you for everything you do. And in any case, the bottom line is, guys, let's, and you know, somebody says to me, oh, you know, I love that Aries rising Rebecca and Aries moon Pamela, but you get that Aries energy. It's like, you can't tell us much, you know? And if you get that feeling, it's like, oh God, Saturn, you know, we're gonna have some Saturn time next year. It'll be fun. But in any case, the point being is that I think no matter how much we believe, and when you get, and that's why you come to us for readings. This is another thing. You come to us for readings to help you sort out these things. And the crazier sometimes the reading sounds, the more accurate you are, or the more accurate we are together. The more clear you come for your session, and I'm going to debunk some of these things because I've been seeing some stuff out there. It's like, no, no, no. The thing is this, when you come for your session, the more clear you are, and the more open you are to receive, of course, you're going to get more clarity. Not every day will you have a reading that's going to tell you what's exactly going to happen next week, because there are 82 things that have to occur before this happens. And sometimes it sounds so off the wall that you kick, scream, and doubt, which does happen, but then it happens. And then you realize that your advisor is no longer crazy. But I'm teasing, but you get the point. The thing is this, stay open when you come for a session. It really does help you sort things out. And the more clear you are, the more clear we are. And of course, if you're not clear, we want to assist you in getting clear. There's no two readings that are the same. There are no two of you that are the same, but you are so individually unique, threaded, synchronized, and connected that we do align day to day. And I love that you... I love that Aries moon in you, Miss Anne. There's a ton of Aries kicking today, but you all get the point. And so I want to come in the room now, and I want to also offer some questions. I don't see any questions. That means I'm talking too much. And you know, but I don't want to do that. I want to hear from you. I want you to share. I want you to ask me anything that you need to know. Lots of gratitude to all of you in this community, and also Mark, of course, you always. But I do give him a hard time through some of these retrogrades, he knows. And I know that some of you are also, now we have the Sagittarius energy moving in. I'm so excited about it. I'm sure you are too. I could tell there's an uptick in the energy, and I know you'll feel some of that. And I also feel like it's a good reminder over the coming just few days while you're traveling and out in the world to make sure you guard your immune system. Still be careful with that, of course. And also to remember patience, you know, we have a few more days to get through. And then we get to celebrate after Black Friday and really go into this like direct Mercury energy. And it's going to be so... it'll be uplifting because we are going into that Sag energy now, okay? And so happy birthday to all you Sagittarius people. And I am coming into the room. I cannot believe I still don't see a question, so I'm going to have to start picking. Oh, we have something from Lara, though. Let me see what she has to say. It is, and everyone, it is a great time to come to class to get ready for the new year. And I'll post another one also for January, of course. We're going to do a few. And I'm kind of getting in the groove. I appreciate you bearing with me through Saturn, my Saturn return and everything. And I'm definitely starting to get motivated. So we'll expand and unravel things together, okay? Super happy about that. Lara said she saw her doctor. She wants to try other things. We have a follow-up. You know, Lara, I think I'm with the doctor temporarily. But I also want you to look into something because I'm getting this zap blue light in my left eye and my right, I was going to say my right ear, but it's my left eye. right ear. There's a blue light and zigzag. It looks like a zigzag of lightning bolt, but it's blue and it's pretty and it looks like a laser to me. So will you check into that and Google some of that information and see if there's a laser or something like that that can be really easy. And I feel good about what she's doing, believe it or not, because there's something easy you could find. I mean, it would be nice. I think that she's actually right. I'm not a doctor. I'm not giving medical advice, but I do want you to research something about lasers, okay? Because I see something very non-invasive, and that may be very good. And I like that. And you come back and let me know what you find, but I have a very strong sense that she's, I think waiting is okay. Sometimes, Lara, that's not the case, but let's just see what happens, okay? All right. I know you're going to hear my babies. They're all snoring, so sorry about that, guys. I could tell you're going to hear it, so it's very loud. Look into laser options, focus on pelvic floor, low bone. Okay. I think that it would, because without the fibroid itself, not the rest of it, I think this is good for some reason. And I'm all about whatever needs to happen. Of course, I support that, but I'm thinking this laser thing may be good, like a robotic thing. I like that. There's other things you could do first. And I trust that. Okay. I'm not jumping the gun on the other, on a hysterectomy either, but of course I'm not the doctor. So, but I feel we have something, I have insight on that laser thing here. All right. And please let us know. All right. Let's see. Maureen, Kat would love a message for Terry. He turned the big 6-0. Happy birthday, Terry. That was only a couple of days ago. Yeah, he's going to knock it out of the park. And I think, Maureen, I want to say this to you too. I feel a lot of, there are many more years of work for him because he's not going to want to give it up because it's going to grow and grow and grow. So don't tell him I said that, but I'm really feeling strongly about that. I also see this coming year for him, work looks fantastic. There are opportunities he doesn't expect. I love the month of June. It looks amazing. I'm not saying the other, but he is going to grow. There's a little bit of disruption in the winter over a job, but he's going to make up for it tenfold and triumph over all of that. So there will be a little bit of loss. But then a tremendous gain and something massive in the spring, summer time frame like that. I also feel like this is a time when he has to take care of his musculoskeletal body. And I'm seeing some knee stuff and energy like that. I feel good for some reason. There is victory for him. Again, there is something he's going to change and transform this year. There's a transformation going on around his health. I think the knee is probably now, I'm getting a little bit of energy around both of my knees in this moment. So I'm thinking that could be both of them acting up a little bit. Make sure he's got the right footwear and stuff like that, you know. But he looks great. I see a lot of growth. I see a lot of abundance for him. And again, something you don't expect. It's probably going to be a 3-year deal, something like this. And yeah, so I don't think there's any rush for him to retire or really even think about it yet. I think he's not going to want to because he's not going to want to miss out on what's coming. And I hope that helps. Okay. All right. Now, let's take a look at something. Anne said, I have had a hip and a knee replacement in the same year in 2022. As an empath, these can have a lasting effect on me. You know, I believe, of course, lasting effect in different layers, right? Not just your physical body. But I think we have to grasp it and embrace it. And I'm not trying to make light of a hip and a knee replacement, because there's nothing light about that. And I'm like the peptide and stem cell pusher. I'm all about that right now, but I have been for years before it even became out and about. I'm big on that stem cell, because I believe we have the power in our bodies to heal these things. More and more, for many things, they're using it. And I'm actually using it to treat my puppy, which is pretty spectacular. In any case, it seems to be working. But the bottom line is this, the energy. So I think what I'm trying to say is, look into these topics for yourself. Number one, I'm not a doctor. I'm not prescribing anything. I'm not giving you medical advice, but I am suggesting you take a little peek into it. Now, why I say that is because I think it can make the overall look and feel for yourself better. And when you say, what I want to suggest is that you embrace these things. And really what you've done is realigned yourself, I would say. Now, of course, 22 was still rough with the COVID thing and all this other stuff, if I remember correctly. But I think because you restructured your foundation is how I want to see it. But I think you'll look at life differently, you know. Unfortunately, as a Gemini, I'm seeing more and more of this in the musculoskeletal body. We must be going through a little bit of a phase, but I feel confident that it's strengthened you. And I also feel sometimes when we have physical energy, we're a being with many layers. Well, if you draw a piece of pie with 8 slices, your energy has to go to the sometimes different slices, right? And your life is like this. And I can draw life like a whole pizza, cut it in 8 parts. You all know probably many of my pieces of pie are work related, but the other part, of course, is family. But you get the point. If you had to take part of this energy of yours and put it into your physical healing. And so you kind of come away from a little bit of the psychic space, or maybe some of your nervous system, you know, had to, all of this energy you put into this. Now, 3 years later, I feel you should embrace a little bit now of you have restructured this foundation that carries all of your spiritual gifts, your creativity, your writing, and all of these things. And now I feel like you're going to come back to this in the spring. All of these things that you may have put on hold for some more healing and for some final finishing touches is what it feels like. I truly believe this is going to be your time now to work on other areas. And so coming from that, the base, yes, it changes you forever. I believe that. But I also believe you're coming back into your gifts. You know, we don't realize around the board of our lives, I think sometimes we act like tomorrow is the end. If it doesn't happen by tomorrow, it's never going to happen. We all use the word never. I try not to use it because Mark told me to never use that word. No, I'm teasing you, but never say never is very true. And boy, is it true. And so I think we, and this is for you and everyone, I think sometimes we operate with the assumption that if it doesn't happen at a certain deadline, or our healing takes years, our spiritual healings take years, our psychological, our mental health, our everything that we possess in ourselves, or I shouldn't use that word, carry and own for ourselves, I feel like it can take time. And just because it doesn't happen, and I honestly just learned this recently, or I was reminded of it, I should say, how it's never really the end and there's always a turn, and you're going to see a turn in all of these layers together, and you're growing in your gifts because of what happened to you. And now all of this has it permanently changed you? Oh yeah, but you're not done changing. You're just going to continue to grow. And I also believe that your messages and your service through writing and creating is going to be more amazing, because you kind of were, I know the universe does mean things sometimes, let's face it. And it kind of pulls us in different directions or hands us things we never knew we can handle. But it's always for a purpose. And I think you're living a more purposeful life, and ahead, you'll find this after spring as well. It's going to be way more clear, and you're going to really do something. And I feel like in that way, I hope that helps. Okay. Sometimes we have to lose something to gain something else, or we have to go through challenges to get to that other side and things like that. I hope that helps. No. Mary, congratulations. She says her daughter is in remission. I am so, so happy to hear this, and I have every sense in knowing. I have chills all over. That's wonderful news. Thank you for sharing. We're all going to continue to pray for her and keep it going. Whether you pray, you meditate. I saw this the other day. Do we meditate? Do we manifest? Do we co-create? Do we pray? It's all an abundance matter. And it's really no one else's business how we get there, except for whatever is, like we said, that vertical connection in your world. You know, that's your connection. Everything else you get to share with your horizontal connections, you get to share it all. I mean, I am so looking at you. Mary, I am so happy. I cannot even tell you. And you just have to be reminded how wonderful you are, and that, you know, when our musculoskeletal body is in pain, all of us, we have to put some energy into that, you know? That's why I always talk about the stem cells so much, because I really do believe there's an answer to a lot of ailments in our future as far as the globe, really. Because we know, if we believe in things like Reiki, or I know Lori Lines, she's doing QHHT. So many people are doing so many different healing modalities. Give me some more, but you get my point. There's so many healing modalities out there, psychologically, mentally, emotionally, whatever, physically, right? Even crutches, we have these aids to help us. Well, we have aids also to help us and support networks in the medical community that we are just going to start to tap into. I'm telling you, you're going to see more and more of this stuff, and I've been on it for a long time. I truly believe we are going to see so much more healing physically, because our spiritual selves have become more whole, advanced, evolved, whatever you want to say. And, you know, nobody's holier than thou or better than the other person or whatever it may be. We all have our own business to tend to. And I believe that some of this is going to be healed, just like we heal on a spiritual level, emotional level, mental level, whatever it is. We can do it on a physical level with the help of ourselves. Because when we're using Reiki, what are we using? Our energy and our higher power's energy together, right? What we have, all of these things accessible to us, even if we are an old dinosaur. Maureen, you're cracking me up, but it's funny, but it's true. And I hope this all makes sense now. Jane, we are sending you healing. I could tell you guys are also, we have these physical things going on. Nadine, I'll be there in a moment. We have these physical ailments. You know, sometimes I think it also is there to kick our asses into gear in other ways. And so I think we can't omit that either. I think that and you're totally going to come into your own next year. You're forgetting that you can. And you will, and I'm positive of that. Jane, we're going to send, she said, can y'all send some healing vibes her way? I am so, so sorry about all of this. And yes, we will send them. And also, just what I was saying, I think that you have a lot of truth coming into your existence, and you've spent a little time in solitude, you know, to absorb some of the truth, live in the truth, insist on the truth kind of thing. And I love your clarity coming up ahead so much. And it's going to find its way to your physical body as well. And living in truth is definitely helping you heal. And everyone is sending you healing and everyone is sending you love. And I also feel inclined for you to do a little more research as well. Because there are so many things. Now, listen, not many of us may not have health insurance, or we may not have a plan, or we may not have certain things out there that are accessible to us. But there are things that can be. And I feel like you're going to find something. I don't know. We have to wait for this tummy bug, but I don't know if you... Please check with your doctor on anything or everything. It's a very benign thing that I'm going to say, but the castor oil packs also, I know for some people can help, but there's something that you're going to use, like a little patch or something. I visualize, I could see something like this. And that's going to help you a lot with that sciatica. And I could see it loosening up. And once this tummy bug is over, this other thing's going to go away. And I'm so grateful that you can't take pain meds, because we don't want that. We don't want that anyway. I think that you're too sensitive for that as well. You're going to find your light. You're going to find your healing there. And you're going to be really, really good with it. Okay. Now, let me just take a quick peek over my shoulder for a moment to make sure everyone is okay. It's way too quiet. Yeah, I think everybody went away. Hold on. My Lulu's pace, like circling her territory, her house, you know. All right, we'll see how that goes. Anyway, we're sending you lots of healing and lots of love, and I do think you know, you're going to start seeing a difference. I feel like boredom is your enemy right now also. And the Wheel of Fortune is going to spin in your favor. And I think we're going to get rid of some of this. And I want to say this to you. I think you carried a lot of weight for some issue or something from the past as well. And you're releasing a lot of that. And sometimes our things that we've carried can manifest in our bodies before we release them. And you're releasing a lot of stuff. And so I hope this makes sense, but it's like the last of it, you know, the last layer of your healing will occur, and then you're done, and then it will exit you. And I do hope that helps. And happy Thanksgiving to you also. All right, now I have to go to Nadine because she asked a serious question. I agree that we've become stuck in our negativity at times this year. How can you not? I mean, we're human. It has been a year of shock, really. And we don't know, you know, but finding our balance and our stability and our gratitude goes a long way for the remainder. And I believe that we all will. I have a couple of things, but Nadine and then Rebecca, you'll be my last, I think, but let's see how we do. Nadine said she's received 4 verbal attacks from friends. Do you feel... You know, sometimes we get on our own journey. I kind of feel like they're doing it for attention because they weren't getting some of your attention, something like that. And I also believe that you will. There's two that you're going to reconcile with
well, and two, that you may not. But I think there it's their own projection of what's happening also. And I don't want to just say it's about them, because obviously you're playing a role sometimes, because you're on a creative process, like you're on a path, you're on a journey. You went through a lot of grieving and healing, and now you're going in the other direction. And sometimes we stand alone in that, because everyone else around us may be having a struggle and we're not realizing it. So all I could say is to stop and think about what role you also had in their process. And were they there for you when you were going through your difficulties? Because I remember how sad of a time you went through and those scares we had and all of that, and you're doing great. And so sometimes if people are a little behind it in their process and their healing journeys, they don't really understand why you're like flying high, or you're going towards something of growth and your own process. I think there's a little discrepancy. And often we shed people from our lives who are no longer, maybe the universe thinks they're not serving a purpose today and we can come back later, or there's something else going on. I actually feel somebody has a substance problem around one of them. And I hate to say that, but I'm just going to be totally honest. Another one is definitely going through times. She's saying exactly, yeah. Another one is going through a really difficult time. And I think the other thing is, I don't think they were all there for you either when you were going through your time. But there's some mood swings going on as well. So I think stay true to your course. Try to be patient if someone comes to you for guidance, for guidance or assistance or help or whatever. Like, take a breath to maybe give them a little bit of your time, even if you don't have, you know what I mean? Like, extend yourself to who you feel is worth that. I feel that, because sometimes we get so much on a creative path, or even for myself, I have to be careful with my own children, because I am always in service and they need my service as well. And I've learned over the years to be more and more patient and generous and get, you know, as much as I can possibly care to. I mean, you know, it, codependents are us, but you get it. I know you get it. Sometimes we have insecurities. We have reasons. We need, and I think, Nadine, you're like not about the needy. You know what I mean? It's got to be like a want and a desire, something like this. But I feel, yeah, there is a lot of shedding, Karen. You're right. But I think sometimes we just, yeah, you need to just take a break. And I think that's okay. Yeah, why and where is the gratitude? Right. If you're, and you're doing all that, but it's so weird because they may see you doing well and then it turns into a little bit of another conflict. And I feel you'll find your way. Look, it's a retrograde. You know, sometimes we have these little discrepancies with people. I was like, you know, I had a little trigger this week myself, and I have to watch it and I admit it. And sometimes we all do. And so just kind of step back and if you don't feel appreciated, they're probably going to slough off, you know, like sometimes that happens. But also remember, everybody's going through their own story. And sometimes we forget we're not in the story. And we do take a lot of things personally. The empathy, the empath in you does hurt. It does hurt. But it's also, you know, yeah, everybody has their thing. I love you too. And I know you're fine, and I know you're going to heal a few of these things. And at the same time, it's not even like a healing. It's just people coming back into their space, like, correctly or whatever. And one of them really does need your help, and I think you know who that one is. And I could see you helping a lot. So, and everyone else, sometimes they just go on and on, whatever. Who did I just say? Rebecca, where are you? She said something funny. And I had a conversation about this last night with my children. And she said she's moving to a seasonal job with a lot of weird rich people. And my son had asked me about a couple of very wealthy and very famous clients that I had. And he asked me why. I had to kind of get out of the mix because it got a little weird. Weird's a good word. And we know what we can and cannot tolerate in our value system. And sometimes we may know too much, you know, but I will say this to you, and I see this wholeheartedly. You are going to have a couple who is elderly and wonderful and kind, and they're kind of going to take you under, and it's a very clean connection. And so I actually feel like this is, here's another thing I'm going to say, and don't get mad at me. You're going to love the season with these weird rich people, rich in what way? You know what I mean? Money's easy. Abundance, wealth. Wealth is amazing because wealth encompasses everything. Our family lives, our friendships, our bonds with others. I'm so wealthy because I still have dogs. You know, I thought about that. The thing is that even though, you know, they take you broke, right? And rich is like, no. But let's get rid of that word. You know, we have obviously, I think there's some trust fund babies you're going to meet. And I also think there's self-earned people that were in the gutter that you're going to meet. So everybody's going to be a little different and a little weird. You're right. It's always weird, but you're going to love the season. And I also think you're going to get taken under somebody's wings, or somebody's going to favor you and gift you or take care of you in some way that you don't see coming. So I think that'll feel right. But when you say, where will I move later? Why don't we put that on the back burner temporarily and just see what the universe has in store? Because I want you to embrace this weird time with these abundant people, and you will meet some snippy ones for sure, but you will also know who's who and what's what. And you're learning on this adventure so much great human relationship modalities and truths and things like that. And I think you're going to be pleasantly surprised about some of that. Okay. So let's embrace the now instead of worry about where we're going later for now. Okay. All right, everybody. I am so grateful. Serena, thank you so much for my amazing graphics and everything you do for me every weekend. Everyone have the most amazing Thanksgiving, and around the world, spread the generosity and lots of love to all of you. And thank you, Mark Husson and 12listen.com. I'll be here this week, guys. I'm so excited to be reading with you, and I can't wait to see what the end of the retrograde brings. We mustn't forget it. Okay, bye, everybody. See you soon.